Having considered personal age allowances and marriage allowances, the next important point to consider is the issue of excess restrictions. Remember that where the taxpayer has adjusted net income of not more than £100,000, a personal age allowance cannot be restricted to fall below £6,475 in 2010-11. By way of an example, let us take a taxpayer called Fred. Fred is age 76 and has income of £32,000. Fred's personal age allowance is £9,640. Because Fred's income exceeds the abatement threshold of £22,900, this allowance needs to be restricted. We take Fred's income of £32,000, knock off £22,900, and divide by 2. This gives a restriction of £4,550. Deducting this from the personal age allowance of £9,640 gives Fred an allowance of £5,090. However, this cannot fall below the normal personal allowance of £6,475. So, Fred will be given a personal allowance of £6,475. This personal allowance will be deducted from net income in the normal way. This leaves us with something called an excess restriction. HMRC wants to restrict Fred's personal allowances by £4,550. However, Fred's personal age allowance of £9,640 has been restricted down to £6,475. You will see, therefore, that HMRC has only restricted his allowance by £3,165. We therefore have an excess restriction of £1,385, being the difference between £4,550 and £3,165. Unfortunately, HMRC will not simply ignore this excess restriction. What they will do is take this excess restriction of £1,385 and deduct it from any married couple's allowance to which Fred is entitled. If Fred is not entitled to married couple's allowances, i.e. because he is not married, then this excess restriction can be ignored. Let us demonstrate this by preparing Fred's tax computation. Fred has net income of £32,000. From this, we deduct his personal age allowance of £6,475 to give Fred taxable income for the year of £25,525. We will tax this at the basic rate of 20% to give Fred a tax liability before reducers of £5,105. Let us assume that Fred is married. We can knock off a married couple's allowance as a tax reducer. Fred is entitled to a marriage allowance of £6,965, but don't forget, we need to deal with the excess restriction of £1,385. This, therefore, gives Fred a married couple's allowance of £5,580, which qualifies for tax relief at 10%. So, Fred's tax reducer for the year is £558. We deduct this from his tax liability for the year to give him tax due, before any credits are deducted at source, of £4,547.
One final point to note here. Elderly taxpayers are always entitled to a minimum married couple's allowance of £2,670, which, when multiplied by 10%, gives a minimum tax reducer of £267. Therefore, in 2010-11, an elderly taxpayer with adjusted net income between £22,900 and £100,000 will not have their personal allowance reduced below the normal personal allowance of £6,475. Any excess restriction reduces the married couple's allowance, but cannot reduce it below £2,670. As such, the minimum relief obtained will be a tax reducer of £267. Where an individual eligible for the married couple's allowance has their personal allowance restricted or withdrawn due to adjusted net income in excess of £100,000, they will still be entitled to the minimum married couple's allowance. We have covered the main points with regard to elderly taxpayers, but here are a couple of additional points to finish off the session. Firstly, any married couple's age allowances must be apportioned for the year in which the elderly couple get married. The apportionment is on a monthly basis by counting any whole or part months during which the couple have been married. For example, let us take an elderly couple, one aged 76 and the other aged 62, who get married on the 29th of January 2011. Because one of them was born before April 1935, the higher earner is entitled to claim married couples relief. However, we count the number of whole months or part months during which the couple have been married in the year. They got married on the 29th of January, so they were married for part of the month that ends on the 5th of February, all of the month that ends on the 5th of March, and all of the month that ends on the 5th of April. They were therefore married for 3 months of 2010-11.
So we take £6,965 and multiply this by 3 over 12 before giving tax relief at 10%. This will give our couple a married couple's tax reducer of £174.
This is the only time where married couple's allowances are time apportioned. There is no similar apportionment in the year of a couple's separation or in the year in which one of the spouses dies.
It is worth stressing here that an individual cannot claim a married couple's allowance unless they were living with their spouse or civil partner for some part of the tax year. As such, the date of separation here is important for income tax purposes, because if a couple are separated, even though they are not legally divorced, the married couple's age allowance cannot be claimed.
We will finish off this session by doing a couple of multiple choice questions. In the question on the page in front of you, we're dealing with an elderly taxpayer named Derek. Derek is married and you are asked for his tax reducer in respect of his married couple's allowance. Once you arrive at an answer, check it by clicking the button on the bottom of your screen.
Let us take a look at the solution to Derek. Derek is over 75, so he is entitled to a personal age allowance of £9,640. His net income is £40,000, which is above the abatement ceiling, so we need to restrict his personal age allowance by £8,550, giving Derek a personal age allowance of £1,090. However, this cannot fall below £6,475. Derek will therefore have an excess restriction. Derek was born before April 1935 and is married, so he is entitled to a married couple's age allowance of £6,965. Derek's excess restriction is £5,385. This must be deducted from the married couple's age allowance, which will give Derek a married couple's age allowance of £1,580. The last thing to remember here is that elderly taxpayers receive a minimum married couple's age allowance of £2,670. This figure is available in the tax tables provided with this course.
Given this minimum allowance of £2,670, there is a tax reducer for 2010-11 of 10% of this figure, being £267. Let us take a look at the solution to Maurice and Frieda.
Maurice's net income consists of overseas rents of £23,000 and the grossed-up dividend of £1,000. So, his net income for the tax year is £24,000. Maurice is entitled to a personal age allowance of £9,640. But because his net income is above the abatement ceiling, we need to restrict this allowance. Here, the restriction is £550, leaving Maurice with a personal age allowance for the year of £9,090. Because this is above £6,475, there is no excess restriction. Maurice is entitled to a married couple's age allowance for taxpayers between 65 and 75. This is £6,965. He will therefore receive tax relief on this as a 10% tax reducer. But the important thing to note from the question is that Maurice and Frieda married part way through the tax year. This means that the married couple's allowance has to be apportioned.
We therefore count the number of complete months or part months during which Maurice and Frieda have been married in 2010-11. They got married on the 12th of November 2010, so they were married for part of the month that ends on the 5th of December, and all of the next 4 months, which end on the 5th of January, 5th of February, 5th of March, and 5th of April.
Maurice and Frieda have therefore been married for 5 months of the tax year. So, we restrict Maurice's tax reducer by 5 over 12. So, the tax reducer in respect of Maurice's marriage allowance is £290. This concludes this session on personal allowances and elderly taxpayers. In the next session, we will take a look at deductible payments.